The first two stories in part two are linked to Norwich City Football Club. The mayor of Kotka in Finland came to Norwich this week to see Teemu Pukki, the Finnish star from Kotka, in action for Norwich City. And a past icon of Norwich City, Justin Fashanu, has been inducted into the National Football Museum's Hall of Fame. In a different playing context, elderly people, many with dementia, have been discovering a new form of entertainment, silent discos.
Norwich City star Teemu Pukki's status as an icon in Finland has been reinforced by a special visit to Carrow Road by the mayor of his hometown. Esa Sirviö, mayor of Kotka, made his first visit to Norwich to see the Finnish international in action against Premier League leaders Liverpool. Pukki has become a household name and icon in his country, as well as at Carrow Road. At the start of the year, he took home his country's top accolade of Finnish Athlete of the Year, as well as a moment of the year for his part in helping his country qualify for Europe 2020. Before witnessing City's spirited performance in their 1-0 defeat, the Finnish mayor said he was enjoying walking around the city. Mr. Sirviö said, "It's a really nice city. I like the mix of buildings, some old, some new. It's great to be here and finally watch him play for Norwich. Teemu is such a great player. Our main sports are football and basketball, and now, with Teemu as famous as he is, guys and girls really look forward to playing football." Kotka is in the south of Finland and the home of the country's biggest port. It is known as the City of Parks, and the mayor extended a welcome to Norwich fans and residents alike. Mr. Sirviö added, "Every Norwich citizen is always welcome in the city of Kotka." Joining Mr. Sirviö was Pukki's long-term commercial manager, Juko Lehtoranta, who was on his seventh visit to Norwich. Mr. Lehtoranta said, "More and more people are supporting Norwich."
Norwich City icon Justin Fashanu was inducted into the National Football Museum's Hall of Fame on Wednesday the 19th of February this year, on what would have been his 59th birthday. The former Canaries striker was England's first male English professional to come out as gay while still playing back in 1990. He took his own life in 1998. His niece, Amal Fashanu, who campaigns against homophobia in sport and is a co-founder of the Justin Fashanu Foundation, received the award on his behalf at the museum in Manchester during LGBT History Month. Fashanu was the first black footballer to command a £1 million transfer fee with his move from Norwich to Nottingham Forest in 1981, but sadly could not replicate the same success elsewhere as he'd enjoyed at Carrow Road.
Families watched in wonder as their elderly relatives, many of whom have lived with dementia for years, danced around the living room of a Norfolk care home, singing out loud to the music playing through their headsets. Music has long been recognised as a tool for helping people living with dementia rediscover golden memories, as well as maintaining speech and language and aiding stress relief. For Sally Hall from Norwich, sharing the transformative power of music has become a full-time mission. Her organisation, Let's Dance, tours silent discos to groups all over the county, including dementia specialist care homes. Participants are given headphones which play their choice of music as their carers dance round the room with them.
The second feature this week was written by Keith Skipper, who says this is the season for coastal snoopers. Here is Matthew Tucker to tell us what Keith Skipper has been up to.